Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
So shall we start today, Andrew, with a lovely little laugh? No, yours sounded false. I meant like...
What do you mean?
Yeah, a nice little laugh. We're in London. So
we're in London, yeah.
You're miserable.
I'm late. I'm sorry I'm late. I got boxed in a group of people with trolley suitcases and I couldn't get out of it for 10 minutes.
Whereabouts was this? At the King's Cross?
Yeah, they were just going really slowly and there was about 9 of them and I was on the inside, couldn't get out.
Wow, what an incredible story, Andrew. A tale of entrapment.
It's might a bit edit
like,
it out.
It's a bit like that film, you know, where he gets his hand caught in the rock. Honestly, that's what you've gone through.
He eats his hand.
Just ate
he eats
it,
his
yeah.
arm off, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, good
so,
film, that.
I'm thinking of giving you a choice of names, Andrew. And the first choice is Malcolm Exmer. He's a flaky, fat lad, yeah. Right? Odorless. And reputed to be a night crawler. Interesting character, isn't he, Andrew?
Pros and cons to that.
Well, don't make your decision yet because there's, and this is a funny name I've got here, Andrew, Bob de Builder.
Oh, dear me.
He's Dutch, you see.
Yeah.
He's a Dutch really far-right activist, yeah? But he can turn his hand to screed in concrete.
Right.
If he hasn't got a march on.
Yeah.
You know, or protester, yeah. Like that.
So maybe it's during the week, so he'll do
that's
the,
Bob de Builder.
Not feeling one. That one so much.
Well, I hope not in a way, because this is the one I want you to select. You of course, you'd be Ronnie.
You shouldn't have said that.
Kenny Swaddles. It's all right, but listen up. He owns a hairdressing salon called British Hairlines.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it hasn't landed, has it?
That,
British Hairlines.
Yeah, I get it, but...
All right, yeah, give me that look then.
I'll just stick with Ronnie Hot Dogs.
Ronald right. Hot Dogs, yeah.
Couple for you.
Thank you.
Doctor, you need some seeds.
Doctor, I need some seeds.
No, Doctor, you need some seeds. That's his name. He's GP, and it doesn't matter what ailment you go to him with, he'll prescribe you some seeds from out of his special drawer.
Well, it's nearly... I will listen to the other one.
The beauty of it is you don't have to go to the chemist. He'll just give you the seeds straight away.
And we know nothing of the seeds.
Might not kill you. Might not kill you, but, you know, he's a doctor, so
yeah, they'll
how could it be
wrong?
Yeah,
they'll put a spring
in your step. And the other one is the Northern Powerhouse, 46, slightly burly,
yeah.
but attractive with a great personality.
Right.
A generous and sensitive lover, and underrated among his peers.
Oh, I couldn't care. He sounds a bit creepy.
Okay.
So can I be Doctor...
Doctor, you need some seeds.
Doctor, you need some seeds.
Yeah.
I went to the doctors the other day for a serious ailment. I did, though. And I explained my ailments and that. And you know, I'm wanting, like, quite heavy drugs. You know, like we all want to leave like with a pill or something.
Big painkillers.
Yeah.
Just something to numb it all.
Told me that what I need to do is practice mindfulness.
Oh, Christ. And did he mean it?
Well, I presume he meant it, but I know it's next to nothing of mindfulness, but I imagine it's something you learn or are taught over a period of hours or
on
months
YouTube.
Or something. Not in a 5-minute doctor appointment.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
You know what I mean?
Did he recommend YouTube to get it? Because they don't give you out these days. I went last year with a 6-week cough.
Yeah.
And he just said, just walk it off.
Really?
Be all right. Yeah. Oh, says give it another 4 months.
Do you know, maybe there's a future in this, Doctor. I just need some seeds,
innit? Doctor, you need some seeds.
At least
you'll
come up with something.
Well, seeds.
Right, so, I've got a quiz for you, Andrew.
I hoped you would.
It's never to be repeated, but will you be defeated, yeah? It's called... You haven't got me honking horn, have you, Andrew?
There's a story behind that.
You've lost it?
It's broken.
You've broken my honker?
Well, someone's broken it.
one of your children,
isn't it?
Does
it have any sentimental value?
It's been with me for probably 14, 15 years, calling me children down.
I find that hard to believe, given the quality of it.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's poor quality.
I've sourced a replacement, if that's all right.
All right, it'd be nice to hear a different timbre. Oh, Russell.
That's the original, if you want to give it a try.
Right. Is it really broken? Yeah.
Fuck, mate.
This is terrible.
And there's a replacement.
Oh, thank
which
you,
seems
Andrew.
To be exactly the same.
Right, so it's called Stepladder.
Mm.
Russell.
Give it a try.
So, it's called Stepladder.
Hey!
Parp Boing Sledgehammer. Stepladder. Oink Boing Lawnmower. Clap, clap, clap. Peanuts! You're going to play, Andrew?
I would love to play.
All prices that I'm going to quote mm-hmm. are the cheapest that I could find at a very famous DIY store, OK?
Thank you.
I'm not saying.
Why?
Because I don't want to. Because some of them are quite remarkable prices.
In a good or bad way.
They're genuine. No attempt to catch you out. I've chose four items,
right.
Looked at the prices.
Right.
Yeah. I want you to... You can either go from cheapest to most expensive. The items are, Andrew... A £16 sledgehammer,
mm-hmm.
an electric rotary lawnmower.
When you say £16,
£16 weight, like
right,
you
not
know.
A trick question.
No, an electric rotary lawnmower. Obviously, their cheapest electric lawnmower. A 5-tread aluminium stepladder,
mm-hmm.
or a wheelie bin.
What was the first one again?
The first one was a £16 sledgehammer.
So we're going most expensive would be the lawnmower.
Okay.
Then we're looking at, I think, the wheelie bin.
Okay.
Then the stepladder.
Okay.
No, then the hammer, then the stepladder.
Okay.
So lawnmower, bin, hammer, ladder.
Okay. Whoa, Andy, you've done bad.
Oh!
You've done bad.
Real bad.
Real bad. Cheapest £16 sledgehammer at £28. Second cheapest.
How much is a bin?
Electric rotary lawnmower.
What? Yeah.
£39.99. Honk, honk. Next, the wheelie bin at £40.99. And the most expensive, the 5-tread aluminium stepladder at £48. So you have just played, Andrew, stepladder, oink, boing, sledgehammer, lawnmower, clap, 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 peanuts. Hope you enjoyed it.
Was that ladder the cheapest one that was on offer?
It was the cheapest. I looked at the page and I thought, what is a stepladder? Because you can get ones at
which one can I trick him with?
No, I thought that looks about like a stepladder. It had five steps and that was... Are you tempted to buy one now?
No, I'm saying you can get one for a tenner.
Can you, F?
Of course you can. 15.
What, one that you'd put your bulk on? I doubt it.
Not me, personally. No, one of the kids, probably. Hey, do you reckon Doctor and the Medics are still going on up to the spirit in the sky? Bob, are you there?
Yeah.
Do you reckon...
If I say yes,
I
will it stop?
I mean, it was 1986, wasn't it? A long time ago. Some of them might be dead now and might have literally gone to the spirit in the sky. I don't know. I could look it up if you like.
I don't mind either way, Andrew. I might just shout some of the things that used to be popular, like, oh, yeah, the 1980. Well, you do that one. Oh, I went to see Fools and Horses last night.
From the 1980s.
So Fools and Horses,
the musical.
The musical. Oh, it was superb. And
are you just saying that because your mate done it?
The best thing I've seen in my life.
Really?
I know you don't.
Have you never been to Cape Canaveral and seen a space launch?
I've seen a lot in my life. I mean, best live event I've seen.
Well, that's what I mean. Have you never been to Cape Canaveral and seen a space launch? That's live.
I think only Fools and Horses is better. I'd go again tonight, willingly.
Would you?
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous. But it reminds me, let's have a little Boise.
Marlene!
So I'm all full of like Monge 2 and Cush Tea and that, you know,
yeah,
Plonker.
All the catchphrases and that. Yeah, was everyone doing it in the street afterwards? They all going around.
Oh, wow, superb.
Was it like the musicals where they go along and sing along? Do people join in with the catchphrases and that?
Oh, at the end when they're singing the theme tune song, everyone's up. What a show.
I like stuff like that, things that make people happy.
Very, very happy. Got some wife's questions. Hold on. There's Roy.
Oh, it's Roy in.
There's Roy. Can you let him in?
All right, okay.
Floyd.
Right, come on in, Roy.
Hello, Roy. Roy, come in, sit yourself down.
Hello. Well, sit here, shall I?
Yeah.
Nice to see you again, you can.
Oh, lovely. Right, well, thanks for dropping in, yeah.
The pleasure's all mine.
So, Roy, things seem to be going well. Only one defeat in the last eight.
I think you find it's one defeat in the last 22, actually.
Right, yeah, you're not actually talking about football, are you? You're talking about...
Warhammer. Yes. Anyway, one defeat in the last 22, and that was at the end of an all-nighter when I was playing three matches at once on the webcam. My opponent in Helsinki, he pulled out a massive gang of Tyranids, completely fucked my psychic powers with their shadow and the warp trait. Little twat.
Oh, God, I'm sorry to tell you that, Roy. Look, but it's our football podcast, this, so could we talk about your plans like for this, you know, running up to end of season?
No, we can't. Football is a thundering bore to me these days. It's easy, the money's good, it puts food in my belly, and more importantly, it puts Warhammer figures on my 6.4-foot playing surface.
So you won't talk football then?
No, just Warhammer.
Warhammer. All right, fair enough. So what are your upcoming Warhammer plans?
Thank you for asking. I'm sure, as you'd imagine, I'm very excited about the launch of the new Chaos Space Marines in the 40k version of Warhammer.
Right.
It dropped on Wednesday.
Dropped,
that's what we say.
Oh, right, dropped, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the first big batch of Chaos Marines dropped late last year, but this fresh batch includes their leader, get this, Abaddon the Despoiler.
Wow, is he a good figure to have, like?
Oh, he's a right saucy cunt. He's got three interchangeable heads. I'm giving the palace lads 3 days off next week so I can stay at home and paint him up.
Yeah, are you worried some of the palace players might like acquire him for one of their armies?
Nah, I've implemented a new club rule. They're all banned from the Warhammer message boards and I'll get to see all their written history. They'll have to sign for another club if they want to come at me with Abaddon.
Oh, I wish you best of luck with that.
He's got nothing to do with luck, you knobhead.
No, ain't no need for that, Roy.
There's every need. Right, I'm off now because I find you to be a very trivial sort of man.
Oh, all right, okay.
But before I go, can you lend me £100?
No, I can't. I haven't got that kind of cash on me.
Just as I thought. Your little friend over there certainly doesn't look like he could help either. Sorry, Roy. Goodbye.
All right, see you, Roy.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, well, thanks for popping it.
Warhammer!
He loves his Warhammer, doesn't he?
Obsessed.
He's obsessed, isn't he?
He's like a kid. Mad.
It's interesting because how old is Roy? He's in his 80s.
71.
71.
Yeah, he's the oldest Premier League manager ever.
Because you only usually see that obsession when people between about 7 and 11 year old. So maybe you get a fresh flush.
Yeah, might be. Or it might be something else, something worse. I've never seen him that alive since he was at Fulham, probably.
Yeah, remember, he went to the doctor. I only dispense seeds.
Doctor, you need some seeds. It might have done, who knows?
I've got some wife's questions.
Oh, well, if you must.
When you waddle... Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Bob.
When you waddle into town to buy some cheap bacon,
yeah,
do you carry a skateboard under your arm so you look like a Banksy-style urban freedom fighter?
Yes.
You do?
Yes, I do, yes.
Oh, well done, you.
And I have my baseball cap on backwards and I throw chips with my hands.
Sexy.
And all that.
Andrew, when you waddle to the cinema to watch one of your cartoon films, do you wear jeggings and a bomber jacket so your arse looks cute?
No matter what I wear, Bob, my arse
always looks cute.
That's my answer.
Andrew, when you waddle to the tip, do you write Bang and Olufsen on all your cardboard boxes so the staff think you're a posh lad?
Sennheiser.
Oh! reach for the stars.
Hey, we've heard, we've just had a new piece of input content from the Secret Soccer Superstar.
Oh, nice.
Do you remember him?
Long time no
hear. Yeah, anonymous former footballer with lifting the lid on the game and all the secrets and that. So let's have a listen and see what he's got to say for himself, shall we?
Lovely.
Back at the start of my career, when I was an apprentice in the late 1980s, one of the first team players took me to one side and offered me a fiver a week to do some extra work for him. I had to follow him about and take 10 or 12 photos of him each week while he was doing stuff. Stuff like walking his dog, washing his car, or even washing his dog. After I'd got the photos developed at Boots, I had to go and knock on every door within a 2-mile radius of the club's ground and asked the people in the houses if they were interested in looking at the pictures. Some of them were, some weren't. Some weren't bothered either way. It felt strange and quite time-consuming back then, but looking back now, I can see that he pretty much invented Instagram. Different times, I suppose.
There we are then. Any clues or any thoughts about who he might be?
Well, I'm beginning to think he's a coach rather than a now.
Yeah.
Were you willing to?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't even know. These things come anonymously. I thought Tony Yeboah until I heard that one.
No, it's not Tony Yeboah.
It's not Tony
Yeboah. No. TV wise, I'll tell you what I've done. Have you tried Behind the Curve, Andrew? About the flat.
I've got it down here on my list of to watch programmes. Yeah. Did we talk about it before?
I don't know.
I don't think we did.
Oh well, if you haven't seen it, we can leave.
Have
that
you
one,
seen
down.
It?
Yeah.
Is it worth watching?
I lasted 30 minutes, but it was worth it for 30 minutes.
Oh, you only lasted just 30 insane. Minutes?
But I think you've got all you need after 30
right.
minutes.
Right. You know, well, that's very presumptuous of you.
So, Andrew, I saw you, I follow you on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of annoyance from you on the new Partridge Show.
No, not really.
No, you like the new Partridge Show.
Oh, I like the Partridge Show, yeah.
Ah, righty-o.
I'm a fan of the Partridge Show. It's good. Do you like the Partridge
but,
Show?
I haven't seen this new one, so I was. I thought you hadn't liked it, so I was genuinely
no,
interested.
No, no, I do. I like it. I've not said anything bad about it.
So it's good, is it?
I think so, yes.
Is it? Do you want...
I feel as though it's building and building towards something quite spectacular.
All right, maybe I'll watch them all as a run.
That'll be good. That'll be nice if you've got the time.
It's yeah. always a treat to do that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, I had a winter break last week.
What does that mean?
You know, like,
you went off somewhere?
Yeah, I went off somewhere.
Cheeky some, bastard.
For some... I went to Mallorca. What do you
Did
think
you?
Of that, lad? What do you,
you know
think
what?
Of that?
I've got a very similar plan, but it's a plan that'll not come off.
Yeah?
Because I've just got too much going on.
They'll get you.
But, you know, but we've got like 2 weeks and then it's Brexit and then it's going to be impossible to leave the country, isn't it?
Oh, I don't Probably. Know, Andrew. You'll get out somehow. They'll let you out.
The tunnel
for
out.
Sake. So I went to Mallorca.
Was it nice?
Yeah, we're doing a TV show.
Oh.
But I don't know what you think this will be like. It's you go back abroad, they mm-hmm. take you back abroad to a place where you went abroad.
Right.
When you were a teenager.
Okay.
And you try and have the same order. Right. I think we're all right.
Now, if that was me, then I'd probably go to a record shop near the Acropolis.
Was that your teenage memory?
It's one of them, yeah.
Amazing the things you remember, yeah. isn't it? So it was about 20 degrees.
Right.
I'm going to make you jealous. I'm going to tell you what I did.
Go on.
I got there 2 days before filming, right? So I could maybe get a couple of hours.
So you could
acclimatise. Well, just have a, you know, relax. So I'm at a posh-ish hotel, right? And I asked if there was like a beach nearby that would yeah. be a bit secluded. You know that beach yeah. you dream of kind of thing?
Yeah.
And he said he knew about it, yeah. And here's the thing, Andrew, get this. Because it was a posh-ish hotel, he asks me if, because I asked him where the beach is, he says, does he want the hotel to prepare me a picnic, cold box picnic
oh,
for the
nice.
Beach?
Oh, nice. That's a nice touch, that. Yeah.
So there's two things I hope have upset you. A secluded beach.
And a picnic.
With a picnic,
And then you
yeah.
got there and it was the same beach from when you were a kid. And you dug up the hammer you buried when you were there.
No, I wish.
50 years ago.
Get this, Andy. Guess what he says to me?
What?
There was different prices. That shows the most expensive one.
Yes, well,
and it says,
really
you get
that.
A fucking fully prepared lobster. So, what did I do? I said, yes, thank you, garçon, and all that business. So, he got me a taxi, took me down the beach, about 4 miles away, and I promised, and it was totally empty. There was one old lady
yeah.
sat under some rocks, you know, like a Spanish old lady,
yeah.
sat there mending nets or something.
Yeah.
That's it.
And you're sat there in your army surplus shorts and your slippers.
I was
eating a lobster.
I was in like, you know those.
And a knotted handkerchief on your head.
So I opened
my big ball patch and getting burnt.
I opened up my cold box. Beers. Two bottles of beers. Bread. Like a pot of prawn mush.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know how
yeah.
we call that. Salad. But Andy, this is what you'll enjoy. No fucking lobster.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Did you not check it before you went?
No, I fucking didn't. And I was really pissed off because I had it.
Quite right.
I had it on my mind. You know, like fat bloke like me on a beach with a lobster.
Lobster around his mouth.
That's the stuff of dreams,
yeah.
isn't it?
It's a shell everywhere. So never mind.
Then it got, so I was just sat there and I couldn't relax anymore. I had it on my mind. Then I hear like a moped coming, right? The bloke riding it.
Oh, God, it's a thing.
Bloke riding it is waving at me. Right? Well, no, but listen up. It's the concierge fella.
Oh, he come after you with
get
a lobster.
Get this. Right. All huffy and puffy, right? And he's brought me lobster, right? I said, oh, mate, you're never going to know how grateful I am for you doing that. He says, fuck off with the thank you and take off your knickers. So, I mean, oh, I didn't say you're South African.
They didn't mention
no,
that,
South
no.
African.
I would have remembered.
Well, what can I do, Andy? Because, like, he's in charge of a moped.
Take
so
him off?
He's in charge of a moped, so he's obviously a tough nut, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I take off my trunks, you know, and I said, look, mate, what do you want? He says, I want you to feed this lobster into your anus. Bend over and keep stam. So I bend over and he says, here, lube up with this prawn batter. Butter. I'm not a monster. And that is a nice gentle touch of him,
yeah.
Isn't it? So I do that and I can feel the, you know, those little poles that come off lobsters' faces? I don't know what they are. I can feel them gently tapping against me ass cheeks.
Probes, I think they call them.
You know. So he says, here we go, mate, fucking lobster party on the beach. I'm starting to feed it in. Then I hear like just a soft thud in the sand. And I turn round and I see the old lady stood above him with big rock in her hand. Phew, I say, oh, gracias. Chris que habría puesto esa langosta on mi ano? Which means, do you think he would have put that lobster into my anus?
Yeah.
And she said, sí, señor, putras panadillos tenes cu ano anosos. Which roughly translates, no, sorry, she said, sí, señor, putos panadillos tienes que amarralos, which roughly translated means, yes, sir, fucking gangbangers, you got to love them. So, Andy, you know, it's all that matters to me is for any period of time, did you think that wasn't a South African story?
Quite a big part.
Yes!
Yeah, until the moped, until the moped arrived.
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you been to Slaughter's recently?
Oh, yeah. Shall I tell you about
please
it?
Please do, yeah.
Right, you know, so when I just got back from Mallorca, Andrew.
You've been busy, haven't you?
Yeah. So I've always wanted to go to their Sunday, it's a legendary, their Sunday meat worshipping event, yeah? The original idea, apparently, was that you came straight from church, then got stuck into some carcasses.
Yeah.
But, like, as the, to be honest, the church has receded, the Sunday meat worship's gone skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sit down. Adrian is in his usual seat chatting to the waiter.
Right.
So, and this is kind of how it went, as I remember. I've always said meat tastes even more delicious and mucky on a Sunday.
Yes, sir. And nowhere better to enjoy than here at the Stadium of Fuck.
Oh, exactly. So come on, don't fuck about what's on offer.
Strap in, lad, because this selection is straight from the dreadful mind of our guest chef, Ron Craggs.
Ron Craggs. Ron Craggs. The Ron Craggs. The inventor of the 12-inch lamb and pelican meatball.
The very fucking same.
Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck. What has he prepared for our meat-starved stomachs?
No, hold on tight, sir, because this is going to send you to the fuckers here and back by in a meat-powered jetpack.
Oh.
It's a whole shoulder of pork marinated in otter piss, then slow-roasted in the stomach lining of a circus horse.
Fuck off.
No, you fuck off.
You beautiful, merciless sculptor of meat. Does it come with any side meats?
Yes, sir, it fucking does. Thin sliced goat's ankles, pan finished mouse hands, and a griddled cyst from a miniature pig.
I need hear no more.
And at that point, Andy, Ron Craggs, the celebrity meat chef, arrives at the table, yeah?
May I introduce you to Ron fucking Craggs?
Oh, such a pleasure to meet you, Ron, you meaty hero. Bloody doll. Pleasure to meet you, Adrian, you fat fuck. So what's it like playing darts? Is it very fucking exciting?
No, not really. My mind's always on the next pan of meat. It is just a temporary distraction.
My, get you and your big fucking words. Are you taking a piss?
No, I was just,
I said, are you taking your fucking piss? You fuck bucket.
Ron, I am so very sorry on behalf of Adrian. He's a good lad and meant nothing by his fancy fucking phraseology.
Ah, you two, eh? You want the fucking piss take now?
Don't get mardy on me, Ron. I'll pull your fucking face to pieces and feed it to me donkey.
You're so very fucking sorry.
So you fucking should be.
And Ron left, right?
Oh, I suppose that's why you should never meet your heroes, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, especially your meaty ones. I met Bernard Matthews once. He was a right clat. Will it be all, sir?
Oh, fuck. Have you got some nibbles, sorry, for Patrick, me St. Bernard?
Would a very, very tough piece of sheep's ligament do the trick, you fucker?
I'll be perfect. Now get a fart on, will you? Me back crack is sweating up and I'm only wearing one nappy.
I very much fucking will, sir.
I enjoy doing them, don't you?
Very much so, yes. Very tough.
So, Ron, Ron Craggs is a guest chef there.
Yeah, he's an excitable fella.
Yeah.
Edgy.
He's a bit. What's a little Joe Pesky, isn't he?
A little bit.
He's got that vibe about him.
I've got some business plans I've been putting together, and I was hoping you would invest in them.
Okay,
I know we
run
haven't
it
done
past
this for a while. First up is what's called the map cape.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're on a trip somewhere, this cape could be your navigational saviour. You can download maps directly onto it.
Yes.
And it covers up to 95% of the known world. I'm in talks with Vodafone and Hitachi about that side of things. It's got a lovely glossy feel to it, the cape.
Right.
It's 85% animal fats, so it might, you know, not good for vegans or someone with allergies.
Yeah, understand.
And if you've got a car passenger who's wearing it and wants to check the maps, they might have to wear it like a big bib.
I understand.
Convenience.
Yeah, I don't like
it. Hang on, yeah, if you get like caught speeding, it'll take your points for you.
You were kidding me on.
What do you reckon?
I don't believe in the in that loophole.
It's true.
Is that your only business idea? That's you've come here today to this dark cellar?
Are you prepared to invest in it?
No, I'm not prepared to invest in
How
it.
How about the universal charging cape? It'll charge all your mobile devices. You just keep them in the hood. You don't go in the hood and you can charge
them. They're already
available.
You need
to charge the cape first.
They're already available.
Capes in cape form.
Well, maybe not cape forms, but you could just cut the hood off an anorak, couldn't you? You got a cape, haven't you?
So that's no.
That's a no. I'm not investing.
Bat cape.
No, that's just
it's
a
like
cape.
Batman's,
that's just.
Hang on.
Go on.
It's like Batman's cape, but if you look inside the hood, there's a little notebook and you can log any bats you see when you're out and about at night. It's
dreadful.
Useful if you're a night creeper.
Well, I am a night creeper. Yeah.
Anything?
I'm sorry. I will not be investing.
Fuck's sake.
Sorry.
Fair enough.
Would you join me? What do you think about this? I don't know, it's a business idea. It could be. It's Morrissey Karaoke. A Morrissey Karaoke
night. It depends
night.
On what the... What is it?
You know, you come along, you pay entrance fee, £2 or whatever.
Do you just sing Morrissey songs, or do you sing as Morrissey doing other songs?
That's up to you. No, it's all Morrissey songs, Smith songs, Morrissey songs.
Right.
And you take your selection. I suppose some people will come dressed up a bit like him, some might not. Fiver?
£3.50
sounds a nice compromise, Andrew. Yeah.
I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it, you're out.
I could do one Smith song at a karaoke, then I'd be bored.
Well, that's all we'd need from you, you know what I mean?
Not paying £3.50 to go and sing one song.
Oh, Andy, you self-centred fucker. It's not people coming to see, let's hear you sing.
I'll just stop in my garage and sing there if I want to sing a load of Morrissey songs.
Waddle over to your garage and start singing Shoplifters of the World Unite.
Well, I have to.
Can I do Peter Beardsley, or do you not want me to?
I think, given the week that he's had, he probably should, yeah?
Yep.
All right, Mum. Well, I finally, you know, got the book from the tonight, you know, so I guess I'll be spending lots more time with my lovely wife in the foreseeable future, you know. Things are actually a bit better between us, you know. She came down from her room the other day to watch Police Interceptors, and she let me sit in the room with her. Well, you know, at least she didn't ask me to leave, as it were, you know, though I did offer, like. What I tend to do, you know, because I'm trying to win around, like, you know, is I get up before her and I take a couple of porchies on Weetabix into her bedroom for breakfast. She likes having a mug of Bovril with them these days. She calls it a beef smoothie.
It's very fucking beefy, just like my fucking night clouds.
She always says, you know, and it's a good line she's got there. So once she's finished and I've collected her plate and mug and that and took them downstairs to the kitchen and washed them up and dried them and put them back in the cupboard, I nip out for the morning. I tell the wife, like, you know, I'm going out networking, love, you know, see if there's any jobs going around like that, you know. Well, last Tuesday, this was actually true, because I had arranged to meet with Robson Green for a catch-up and a chatty-chatty chinwag, you know. We arranged to meet at the Rap Factory. It's a new place that was having its opening that day, like, you know. Oh, I tell you, Bob, the place is a sensation, like, you know. The chicken in the chicken wraps is so lumpy. It's like taking a crunchy munch out of the devil's causeway. Really lumpy, lumpy, you know, like a bag of doorknobs. Well, no sooner had I taken me seat, then inbounds Robson Green, and he's singing, "Oh, Rafa Bunny Eaters! Oh, Rafa Bunny Eaters!" And he sees me, like, he sits down with us, you know. "All right, Peter, sorry about you getting a hoylake from the tomb. Was it Mr. Benitez that told you were out late?" "Yeah, I just got a letter from some bloke in the club shop, like, you know. Nice letter, though, saying I was a good lad and that, like."
"Did it mention Rafa?"
"No, not really." "So, Robson, do you know of any, like, job opportunities going, you know, for a bloke with my profile, like?"
"Well, there's a new Albanian barber's opening in Biker. With that haircut, you'd fit in a tree, like."
"I was thinking more something in the media, you know, like presenting a show on the web or the TV or something like that, you know."
"Have you any particular experience or knowledge in that fucking field?"
"Well, my main interests, Robson, are egg cookery, particularly poachies, puffer jackets and, you know, staring at stuff with my very keen eye."
"Well, did you used to stare at Rafa? What's his skin like? Is it nice and smooth? Or is it a bit dry and itchy?"
And I reckon he's got combination skin. You know, it's pretty greasy on the cheeks, but like a bit dry on the forehead and the neck, you know. Oh, I'd pay anything to have a feel on Rafa's pelt. I was just thinking, you know, there's never been like a cookery show by a footballer, like, and I wondered if your production company would like to do one with me. I've actually got a name for it. Oh, what is it like? The Peter Beardsley Cookery Show. Well, suddenly, Bob, there's a bit of a commotion behind the food counter, and would you believe it, there is Mr. Rafa Benitez. He'll be photographed eating a magpie wrap for the grand opening of the wrap factory. Well, Robson goes full on bananas, like, and rushes towards Rafa. Mr. Benitez! Mr. Benitez! Well, just before he gets to him, one of Rafa's minders lamps him full on the gob, like, and decks him. And they escort him out past me, like, you know, and he turns to me and he says, "Oh, it looks like I'll never get to check out Rafa's combination skin." Well, I don't want to be associated with more trouble, like, you know, so I nick off home as quick as I can. I pop upstairs to check on the wife. "Oh, lover, you okay?"
"No, I'm fucking not. I've been thinking about that beef smoothie you fetched me this morning. It was definitely lacking fucking heft."
"Oh, well, I used a good round spoon of bovril there, love, and freshly boiled tap water, you know."
"Don't fucking my love me, you little fucking midnight creeper. Where have you been anyway? Staring at shit as per fucking usual."
"No, I met up with Robson Green, like, you know, see if he had any work opportunities."
"What, is he running a fucking Albanian barbers these days?"
"Oh, isn't this very funny, love? No, I pitched him the cooking show for TV or the World Web."
"You on fucking TV? Have you taken leave of what very little fucking sense you actually fucking have?"
"Yeah, I suppose you're right, love. It's not going to happen. Are you ready for your bargain hunt poachies?"
"Yes, I fucking am. And make sure they are very fucking runny and form 5 fucking perfect circles."
So there you go. Today I'm at the retail park and a good old stare at the Halfords loading bay. It's very nice. I've got my joke book with me, so I'll give you a couple of old ones, like, you know, before I go, like. So there was a kidnapping at my son's school, you know. It's okay, though, he woke up eventually. So, I wonder, will glass coffins be popular someday? Remains to be seen. So, Rob, I went to the doctor's, you know, and he said, "Don't eat anything fatty." I said, "What, like bacon and sausages and that?" He said, "No fatty, don't eat those." So, well, I'll see you, Bob. Not too upset by losing the job, like, you know. I'm sure I'll be back, like, cos there's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter Beardsley. There's just the one Peter Beardsley.
So, Peter, didn't sound too bad, given what's
happened.
Yeah,
I think it's probably a relief, you know, with everything that's been hanging over him. It's the not knowing, isn't it?
I suppose it's
a big
relief.
Decision has been made. Yeah. He can move on and do whatever it is he's going to do next.
So,
good jokes from him there, though.
Yeah, no, they're not bad.
Got an updated joke book because they were really good.
When do you think they're from? Like, they feel like they're from like the 70s or do you think the 30s or something.
I don't know. I don't really care. Have you got anything else?
I know.
35 minutes.
Well, you've put me off the whole project.
It just thanks for fizzled out to a damn squib.
Thanks for the replacement horn. That's very kind. You needn't have.
I felt bad. I felt bad when it got knackered.
Yeah, well, I've actually come up with a fresher, newer, better model, haven't I, to be honest?
You've upgraded, I think.
Well, I'll see you next time. Yeah.
Can I just say as well, it's our third birthday today.
You're kidding me, up? We've been doing this for 3 years.
To the day, yeah.
Well, get us.
Congratulations, us.
Well done, us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.